Were you there for the collection of my rice cooker, Harriet? What did we go and collect from my local shop?
No. Oh, you no, said kettle. You were kettle. Anticipating the delivery of your rice cooker.
And it came.
Wow. Have you cooked rice with it?
No, I made porridge, actually.
Why don't you just get a porridge cooker? Why do you get a rice cooker?
There's no such thing as a porridge cooker.
Why is the first thing... It just feels wrong that the first thing you use it for is to make...
Because I picked it up after dinner time. And what's the next meal after dinner?
Second dinner.
Second dinner, of course. The second dinner of hot
late
porridge.
Late night snack.
No, so,
hot rice.
Welcome to the members only... So this is our first second lockdown recorded episode.
But the first one for only Patreons.
The first one for only Patreons.
It's been a tough setup, I'd say. There's still a very loud ringing in my ears, which I think is related to the earphone.
But this has gone...
We really almost... ignored you talking about that.
Yeah, no one cared. Side effects. No one helped.
This has been next to flawless compared to the ones we tried to do in the other lockdown.
It's taken 25 minutes.
Yeah, but the other ones, we basically gave up and just recorded some poor quality episodes.
Yeah, but is this fine quality?
I think this is
excellent quality.
Much better quality, but I think I'm doing much of the heavy lifting, bringing the average up for the team.
We're still going to get complaints,
Why? What do you mean?
Because I'm using a 4K webcam. I'm using a Yeti microphone, a professional.
I'm using a Yeti microphone.
A Yeti microphone?
I panicked. I was trying to
you're
say
lying,
quickly.
You're lying on your bed.
Look, I'm in transition. Your quality of your camera is actually very clear.
Yeah, it's annoyingly alright.
It's 1080. I didn't want to use 4K for you guys, so I just...
You've got a ring light. Have you lit yourself?
No, this is just the natural light.
No, that's not real. Artificial. Oh, street light.
It's not street light.
Can you tell that I've used that touch-up button?
No, you keep saying that. You said that last time we did a Zoom call.
There's a touch-up button that I only found out about near the end of the year.
It doesn't
I think
do
a lot
that
of
much.
People have been using it for quite a while. But, I mean, look, you could... Look.
It doesn't look that different.
Can you turn it off
so we can see the difference?
This isn't even my real face. I don't know how to turn it off.
Can you put it onto your real face?
Harry, don't use a
different face.
Oh no, I just put
you
a
just
clap
press
emoji.
Clap.
Oh okay. No, I don't know how to change it. It was like a freak thing because I've been trying to find it for ages since I got it, and I finally got it, and then now look what happened.
If you're listening to the audio version
you don't
of this
impressed.
Podcast, you're not actually missing much. You're genuinely not missing much.
Yeah, sorry, audio people.
It's don't touched worry. Up. My face is touched up.
Just to clarify for people just listening, it's not touched up in any way.
It is.
It's
They've
very
made
poor
it.
Quality. It's like a 720 rather than.
I think that's what they do. They make it blurry, like as if you need glasses and you haven't got them on.
I hope they can make it,
like,
give you
oh.
one of those filters. Everything looks better when you take your glasses off.
Yeah. So you're welcome, actually. How have you both been? What a time. We're in lockdown.
Nearly done, though, aren't we, I guess?
Yeah. We're lucky we recorded loads right before the last lockdown.
So we knew it was coming.
It looks like we've just been breaking the rules up to this point.
but the rules, if you're working, as we are very different, aren't they? They're
we
essentially like carry on as normal.
We could still even in this lockdown, but we didn't because we care.
Respect.
We respect.
Also, that big window... In Sunil's flat, people would always walk by and look in because they'd see there was a camera pointing at something.
Yeah.
So I remember the last time specifically there was someone walking down the road just staring for a
downstairs.
Good 2 minutes.
Was there? Oh, I didn't even notice.
Snitch.
That.
Watching you there was a snitch bobbing. On
yeah,
the street.
Yeah, snitch time, wasn't it? Yeah.
We should have, next time we do it, we should walk everywhere holding the nanos just in case, like to the toilet or if we want to get a cup of tea or something.
Next time we should close the curtains, perhaps, and then put actual lights on.
That's a better idea, actually. Never would do that. Yeah. Might be easier, to be honest.
But it's very nice to see you all. Actually, Elliot, I haven't seen you for ages. Good to see you. Harriet, I saw this week.
What? Yeah. How? Why? That sounds like...
What's happened, Harriet?
I've had a real whirlwind of a time.
It's on social media if people want to look at her Twitter.
It's on social media, yeah. I came out with the truth there of what's been going down.
What's the scandal?
So, me and Bobby left our place we were living in like the third day of the lockdown, and then moved into our new place. Very exciting, all very good. 2 days of just excitement, living on our own. This is great, our own place. This is so good. 2 days. Then there was a weird smell. There was just a weird smell in the house. And we were like, oh, the lady had cats that lived here before.
An animal smell, was it? Animal smell.
An animally bad smell.
Bad. Definitely bad.
Not necessarily human, but bad. A bad smell. So then
inhuman and bad. It's an inhuman bad smell for 2 days.
Lived amongst that, but very happy. We're just like, we just got to clean it out to deal with it. So we scrubbed the floor. We're like, maybe the cat pissed. You know, cats piss. That's what happens. And so we cleaned the floor with bleach and everything. And there was still a bad inhuman smell. And so then we started ripping out some cupboards, like trying to get to the smell. And then Bobby was like, hitting a cupboard with a hammer.
That's Bobby now dealing with the after effects.
Dealing with the problem. Yeah. Okay, so
just get to the problem quickly, and then we can explain what Bobby's doing now.
But can I say, wonderful storytelling up to this point.
Thank you, Elliot. See, that's really what I'm trying to do. It's not upsetting us. Yeah, it's wonderful. Elliot's there. Wonderful. Can you almost smell the bad inhumane smell?
Yeah. I can.
Not inhumane and inhuman.
Inhuman.
So no, don't be bored. Listen to the story.
I'm not bored. I'm listening.
Okay. And then so we pulled apart the cupboards and there was the biggest pile of rat shit you've ever seen in your life. Some people might think, oh, it could have been mouse shit. No. No mouse. I've lived amongst mice before.
How do you know the difference between rat and mice?
Well, this is what I'm getting to, Sunil. I've lived amongst mice many times. Not happily.
Or have they lived amongst you?
That sounds quite beta, doesn't it?
Like when we were in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It was that mouse there, we didn't tell you about it.
You see yourself as a mouse, and hence you live amongst it. Something to think about?
One crawled over my face once, actually, while I slept.
What, mouse?
Yeah.
And so anyway, you found...
It just sounds like Avatar, but with mice. You've just gone to live with them. Like, you're pretending you're one of them.
I've never seen Avatar, but I just love just
like you would love Avatar. You would absolutely love it.
No, it's too long. So anyway, there's this pile. So my shit is like, I know what my shit is like. It's like hamster shit. Like, I'm not an expert, but I lived amongst mice. I've had a hamster, a Russian dwarf one, but my sister had a bigger one. Anyway, Snil, get your head out of your hands.
So I was on my phone.
This was massive, like massive. And there was piles of it. It was like truly disturbing. And then we found a sign underneath the oven door, a note, a handwritten note. Oh, and it said, leave oven door open, this drawer, for rat wrangling. And
what does that mean? I
at first was like, oh, that must just be a joke that someone leaves. You know how you move into places and people are like, watch out for the crocodile. I don't know. I've
just
got to
Google
kind of
what wrangling means.
Well, this is so... Red looked it up and he said that it's like the group of people, like, you live humanely around rats.
Wrangling is the engagement in a long, complicated dispute or argument.
Okay, well, maybe they were at war with the rats, but they've let the rats live there. So basically, we think they were letting the rats live in the house. Them. Things got out of hand. Anyway, it was very stressful, but we didn't know if they
took
were
over.
There. It's, Bobby said, they've won the battle, but we'll win the war. Anyway.
Churchill, old Churchill himself. Is that Churchill him downstairs Mayor. Screaming at the rats?
Yeah, it's in process at the moment. Elliot, it's been hellish. So then we called the exterminator guy. He turned up the next day, 22-year-old, holding an air pellet gun, because he said sometimes it's best to shoot them in the head. He shot a fox in a car the other day.
Sorry, you shot a fox in a car?
Yeah, I'm not sure. What? Not sure the circumstances behind it, but he did. Anyway, Elliot, you look disturbed, this is right. Anyway, he went in. I couldn't be anywhere near it. I was very disturbed, but I was in the other room trying to busy myself, and I heard the words, family of rats, maybe 10, and the phrase, big daddy rat.
Sorry, who said that? Who said big daddy rat?
The expert said big daddy, the guy who shot the fox in the car. He said, right. Big daddy rat. He said, there's... like, and then, anyway, I don't know what happened, but we must have disturbed them because he left, he put some poison down, and then things went apeshit. A rat ran over Bobby's foot, out the front door, round the corner, an old lady shouted, "That was a rat!" And then it ran into the garden. And then the noises started, just what like not? The noise, like the noises. It was like a horror film. It was starting to get dark, and these rats started communicating, like trying to scare us off. So they were like speaking to each other amongst in the walls.
Hang on, what was that noise?
What's happening?
Now there's another rat guy. We'll get to that. He's in the house at the moment. Anyway, there was rats in the walls. Isla, the cat, jumped. She was clinging to my chest like a baby. The three of us were just in the living room like, what is happening? And we had to get this panel and a door fixed. So this guy had to come and help us with the panel. Snail, don't yawn. This is actually a very good story. And it's scary as well. You should be scared. Anyway, he came around to fix the door. Anyway, it turned out he was a comic. But he was very sweet and he fixed the door. But we had to fix what? It before we could
say
leave.
Say that, go back a minute. Panel.
Comedian. Yeah.
A comedian came and...
Yeah, he doesn't really do comedy anymore. But anyway, because I was like, you know that saying of like, you're either like, you're always a few feet from a rat or a comic.
Or a comedian. Yeah, yeah, that saying.
This guy. All right.
I don't know why people say that. Just say there's lots of rats and comics.
But yeah. Anyway, it was getting dark and the rats were like alive. Like they were like, it was like mad. They were like going crazy. So then we had to go and gather our things and like throw some stuff in a bag to leave. But they were getting louder and louder. It was literally like they were threatening us and they were about to take over. And then we had to run. So we ran to Red and Rosie's, our friend, you'd read, been on the podcast, Red and Rosie's flat, and moved in there. And we had to live there.
Until...
But now you're there.
No, they, there's rats. Another step to this. They.
Well, there's another step. Well, then things got more complicated because then Bobby had to do some filming and then he did a 15-minute COVID test and it came back positive. which was one of...
It's been a week, hasn't it, for you guys?
It's been a real week.
So they moved to round the corner from me?
No. So during this time when we thought Bobby had COVID, we had to tell Red and Rosie they couldn't leave their flat for 2 weeks. And that we would also be there for 2 weeks with the cat. Then luckily we didn't trust it because it's a 15-minute one. And they got a proper test and it came back negative. So it was fine. But we had 2 days till we got the results when we thought he also had COVID and we had rats.
But it's more likely he just has the plague.
Just a cold or nothing, in fact, because it was asymptomatic.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyway, then we moved... sweet that we're there for a week. They were so sweet and took us in because we were very afraid. And then we moved into a studio in the Barbican for a few days where I saw yours truly.
Yeah, so I saw Bobby on the first night and then Harriet for a walk the day after. And then Harriet for another walk the day after. So, yeah, that was nice. We went to the shops. Wandering around aimlessly with Harriet is quite interesting because I need to go somewhere and do something, or like, because we were just walking around my local Waitrose, but Harriet likes to look at every single not item, but every single aisle. She wants to go down and see what's there. Before she walked in, I was like, what do you want? And I knew where the aisles were, so I took her to each aisle. But she kept like dawdling and moving to different aisles and then picking up stuff and putting it back.
We found an advent calendar that just had tea. So every different day of advent, you can have a different tea. How disappointing would that be?
One tea bag in each day. Absolutely terrible. And the gin one as well.
Someone at work said his girlfriend got him one with a different jar of jam in every day. And I was like, you just end up with loads of jars at the end of the month.
No,
how big are the jars?
I seem like that big, but also...
Oh, like airplane size.
Yeah, aren't there like 4 flavours of jam? What's that going to be?
When do you have jam in an airplane?
You know when you have breakfast on an airplane, they give you... If you go in nice airlines, they give you a breakfast with a little bottle of jam, and it's usually like that size. It's enough for a couple of slices of toast.
A little plastic.
Yeah. Plastic one. Yeah. I'm sorry if you don't know about it. It's not my fault if you don't know about it.
I've never been on a nice airline, I think. I've never got toast in an airline.
You're living in a 4K world.
You've done transatlantic flights.
Never got toast in a little pot of jam.
jam. I do like jam, and there is a huge selection of different fruits that can be made into jam, actually, Elliot.
Do you want to list them?
So is it going to be like a...
Damsel.
That's one.
Apple.
Damson, isn't it? Apple not damsel, jam. Not woman. Damsel is a woman in...
Oh, what? Yeah, good point. Yeah, damson.
You said damsel.
I did, yeah, no, yeah.
He's Googling it. Is the light, there's light.
You're
Googling,
we can see you're Googling it. It's reflected in your glasses.
He's Googling weird flavours of
you
jam.
You can only think of one flavour of jam. Thank God you don't design the jam advent calendars.
Apple.
Name a weird jam.
Blackberry.
5 seconds.
Blueberry. Go. Cantaloupe.
You're Googling it. I can see it in your glasses.
No, I'm not. How do you know that? You don't know anything.
Yeah, you got a lot of light. I can literally see Google reflected in your glasses.
Lemon.
Lemon jam? That's
lemon
curd.
Lemon curd,
yeah,
is a type of jam, though, no, isn't it? Gooseberry.
Well, then
and
it's marmalade. Is
cherry.
Marmalade a type of jam, or is, yeah, it a whole
or
different
you get
thing?
Jam.
15 unusual yeah, jams jam you have to try.
That's a, that. You still got another 10 days, though.
Okay. Let me list off the
right,
top 23.
We want 25.
I'm going to list off the top 23 Bon Maman.
Bear in mind, I was telling a really interesting story, but Snow was bored and
orange
was yawning
marmalade,
as I told
black
it.
Black currant, well, red currant, blackberry, fig preserve, mango peach, muscat, grape, blackberry,
no,
quince,
muscat
purple
isn't
fig.
A thing.
Yeah, it is.
No.
I'm looking at muscat grape jelly. That is a Bon Maman. Oh no, they're saying Bon Maman should make these.
So these
they don't even exist.
They're campaigning. Purple fig, peach, black cherry. Cherry, four fruits, mixed berry, plum, wild
four
blueberry.
Four fruits? You can say that for anything. You can have five fruits, you can have six fruits.
Apricot hyphen raspberry, lemon curd, strawberry, raspberry, golden mirabelle, plum. How's that number two? And then apricot.
Well, apricot's number one.
Yeah, that's their favourite one, according to Bon Appetit magazine.
There's a jam magazine?
No, it's just a food magazine. So it's something to think about, isn't it, that there's so many types of jam?
I think the gin advent calendar is a slippery slope because you always open an advent calendar in the mornings, then you just have a shot of gin at breakfast, and once you start, it's hard to stop.
I saw a link to an article saying that advent calendars for adults were a sign of the weakness in Western society.
I got one for my sister.
Yeah.
But does it not depend on the type of advent calendar you've got?
Like, no, just any form of, like, it was just basically someone writing about how they didn't like it that people got treats.
My mum gets me one every year.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had one since I was, like, 12, but I thought I'd get one
Elliot.
This year.
Because yeah, you must.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I want one, but I've quit chocolate for a month. So I thought...
You do that for Lent, though,
back
not
into
for Christmas.
It in December, and then also because my birthday's the start of December, then it's, like, an excuse to get a big cake.
Yeah.
So the advent calendar is just part of
very
that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're treating yourself well. You've got to at the moment.
I think you have to be hard on yourself for the upcoming apocalypse.
Bobby got a lockdown calendar because they're selling advent calendars early, so he's been having a Reese's Pieces.
That's the one I want.
Why is that
a
lockdown
is it
a calendar?
Good one?
It's great. We got a lockdown calendar, so that was the start of lockdown, so he's been having one every day, but then we had to...
just opening it on the wrong day?
No, opening it on each day of lockdown.
So the I
first
didn't know
day
they
of
did
lockdown,
that.
You open your first actually... Reese's Pieces advent calendar. Lockdown calendar.
But it's an advent calendar that you're calling a lockdown calendar.
No.
It's actually specifically sold as a lockdown calendar. No, it's not.
Yes,
no, it's not.
Yes.
That's nonsense.
Yes, it can be whatever you want it to be. And so
no,
it's a lockdown calendar.
No, it can't.
Calendar.
An advent calendar is for the days of advent.
For the days of lockdown.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're now back. There is the constant threat of rats. The other day we heard a noise and Bobby spent an hour going room to room holding a golf club. We've got a more humane rat expert in the house at the moment.
Call him what you called him before. Say rat man really loudly. What so you can hear.
I can't say rat.
Rat
that's
here,
what you call them.
He's got very, very good reviews, this guy, and he, like, we really trust him because we have to.
Yeah, you've got to assume
because
by
you have
tonight
to.
They're all gone, yeah.
We really trust him because we have to.
Yeah.
A glowing recommendation.
Did you ever use one of those, like, alarms that only rats can hear?
Oh, yeah, those high-pitched ones.
They're really good.
He says they
I think they work
for
mice.
He says they don't work. But
Harriet, stop whispering. He can't hear you.
He said he might put food down to tempt them back.
So he's going to bring the rats back.
That's so he's going to put food down to tempt.
How they get there to get them
back. Oh, so they don't like die in the walls.
No, he's going to find out. He's going to track them back to where they live by laying food down. I think that's what she said.
Yes,
is that right?
Track them, but then.
You say it louder. He can't hear you, Harriet.
He doesn't know you took
a Harriet. Harriet, I swear to God.
What if the Big Daddy Rat comes?
Oh, for God's sake.
But how big do you think Big Daddy Rat is?
I think bigger than Isla, because Isla was scared. So I think bigger than Cat.
Do you reckon it's bigger than your head?
I have quite a big head, and yes, I can believe it's bigger than my head.
You think the rat is bigger than your big head?
If you have rats, everyone just tells you the word. Like, people have been telling me. Jen Brister told me they're really protective of their kids, so they'll attack you. Someone else told me they can jump really high. People told me they bite your face. Like, no one has been helpful in this situation whatsoever.
I think you'll get the better of them.
Me personally?
Well, with the money you're spending on rat catchers, I think you'll probably get the better of them. You've essentially kept this man in rat catching employment for a week now.
This is a new guy. Right. But the problem is, I very quickly just went against all my vegan beliefs.
So the old guy, you did what?
I just went against all my vegan beliefs.
Yeah, I was like, how do you feel about killing them? And she just said, great, want them to die.
Yeah, because I think if they're threatening you, it's like if a lion was threatening
me. They're not threatening you.
I wouldn't just lie down. Yes, Neil, they bite your face off, and they are unhygienic.
They don't want to bite your face off.
And you're allergic to them. Not allergic.
You're allergic to them.
They're unhygienic, so they pee everywhere, and then you eat the pee, and then you die.
Well, how about if you eat your cat's pee? You'll die if you eat your cat's pee as well.
No, but I'm not going to do that.
Wait, did you say if a lion was threatening you, you wouldn't just take it lying down? Would you fight back?
Yeah.
She said lying down. She said she wouldn't, if a lion was attacking her, she wouldn't take it lying down.
What, you would?
Neil, people are paying for this.
And that's why I said that.
Wait, you wouldn't fight a lion, you'd just lie down and die?
If a lion was threatening me, I'd be like, take whatever you want. Kill me, just do it.
Yeah, but lions don't listen to reason.
Well, what do they listen
what
to?
About
what
a deer?
The law
what
of the jungle.
You have to like win, to like beat it in a card game or something.
You have to read it, the law of the jungle, and that's it.
They say like man beats lion.
Who wrote that? The law of the jungle.
A lion, because it's the king of the jungle, isn't it? Mm.
But winners write the rules. Jungles.
What is a jungle?
Lots of trees. The trees with the low hanging bits. That's a jungle.
Is that right? Is it like woods but shorter?
No, it's like woods but higher, and they have dangling bits.
Would you ever eat a rat?
Never.
Like a roasted rat?
No.
What if it was the only food you had?
No, because I hate it so much, I'd be sick.
You'd rather die? But you've won.
No,
you've
why am I
won.
Dying?
If you roast a rat, you've won against the rat.
But I've already won it. I just don't want them in my house.
We're encroaching spoiler territory for the Q&A this month, so let's...
Oh, okay.
What is the Q&A?
Is it about her eating rats?
People have to tune in to find out. How many rats will you eat for £12 a month?
Oh, no.
They're supposed to be quite tasty, apparently.
Yes,
I imagine it's just like normal meat, isn't it?
I suppose anything is if you flavour it well enough and cook it properly.
Apparently, and then Bobby told me they can live off human waste. They can just eat your shit and then they just live forever.
So maybe you should eat
what can you
horrible.
Do?
Forever.
If you eat some poison and then
forever
of
him.
So I had to poison myself. No, but Elliot, I think I think that might...
But isn't it remarkable that they're so, you know, resilient?
Oh, stop admiring them.
I'm not admiring them. I'm playing devil's... I'm playing rat's advocate.
I'm going to take them all and put them in your flat and then we'll see how you care.
Where are they going to go in my flat?
All around on your face. The porn on your head. Then you're not going to be admiring them, are you?
I'm moving in a couple of months to previous guest. Moving in with the previous guest of the podcast.
Yeah.
So
see
maybe
if
you can take
guess
the
which
rest.
One.
See if they can guess which one. Guess who's going to be my new flatmate from our previous guests.
My tummy just rumbled.
There's a space for you to guess.
Elliot, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been. I've been fine, thank you. No small animals here. I bought a Christmas candle this week, and it's the only thing keeping me sane.
What kind of Christmas candle is it?
Red.
Nice.
No,
red flavour.
Like...
Are candles worth it? Like, what's the point of candles? Yeah. Are they nice or what?
It just really relaxes
what is the
you.
Point
it's just
candles.
You just walk into a room and go, it's Christmassy in here.
Yeah, but yeah. What's the point of, like, if you've got a house that's absolutely stuffed full of rats, what's one candle going to do?
We're not talking about rats.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, I'm saying, should I buy a candle?
Buy a candle. Treat yourself.
You seem like a candle person to me.
Thank you. I've got a diffuser, but where do you get, like, candles?
That's electric candles. My mum told me that you have to be careful and not knock them over because they can burn down a house.
No way, is that true? Yeah, candles can burn.
You told me that literally last week.
Your mother told you.
Don't put your hand on it.
Now listen, don't stick your hand on the bottom of an iron.
I got a carrot cake candle for Bobby and it was really great. Really recommend.
But where's good candles from? Where are good candles?
That was Goose Creek candles. They're the really, like, attacky big ones that just smell amazing.
I'm going to get an Aesop one.
Of course, yeah.
Why are they so expensive? I've never understood that.
I don't understand. Some of them are so expensive.
Like 50 quid.
Yeah.
What is it?
And you give them as a gift. Someone's like, thanks. Like, it doesn't look that good. You know what I mean?
Mm. It's an easy gift to get, though.
It's become the classic thing.
Yeah, but, like, it's not that.
What about Yankee candles? They're the classic candles.
I've got a Yankee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy with it.
What's the smell of it?
I've got the vanilla cupcake one.
Why do you want it? What does it smell of, though? Red isn't a smell unless you got synesthesia.
Christmas, festive. Red.
Christmas, festive, red. Have you bought anything in the Black Friday sales? There it is.
Elliot! Oh, it's a bit.
So how long
it says Merry Christmas on it.
There's no flavour, it's just Christmas.
Wishes you a Merry Christmas every time you light it. Be careful, though, because they can burn down houses.
Oh, okay. Pop it back, then.
Where did you get it from, Elliot?
It's not any supermarket, any shop. Order it online.
You can't go into any shop and get a candle.
Oh, my God. Elliot's throwing the burn our sticker.
Oh, I hope you've all received your stickers. Oh, no, this is not this lot. You guys don't get stickers. Sorry. Sorry.
Well,
some of our listeners have... Yes.
Being a patron.
Some of our listeners did receive stickers because they were part of a special introductory offer.
But if you do want them, Sunil will send them to you.
Yeah, so I know it looked... I sent them out, but they looked quite threatening because I was in handwritten brown envelopes that I spent literally a day trying to sort. I went to the post office. That was an absolute fucking nightmare. Anyway, I hope
you spell out their names in newspaper cuttings, each letter individually, and then
yeah, I didn't know what else to do. Like, how do you make a letter not look threatening?
Very easily. I've never written a letter that would appear threatening.
Yeah. Like, how do you make a brown envelope with not look threatening when you address it?
What did you write inside?
Nothing.
You literally just put the stickers in.
I bought a little bag for the stickers and put the stickers in a bag and then put it in the envelopes for the people.
You didn't put thank you or anything in it.
Where do I put thank you?
Just write a card saying thank you so much.
Or that means I've got to order a load more cards.
For God's sake.
You could have dotted the eyes with a little heart or something, or a smile.
You could have put a little chocolate in or something.
Yeah. You could have hand-delivered them and said, thank you for supporting my art.
So far away, the people.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's lockdown. I can't just fly around the world hand-delivering stickers.
Yeah, you can. Santa, it's for work.
It. Yeah. Christmas.
Have you guys bought anything in the Black Friday sales? Have you lost your minds yet? You bought curtains?
Have you bought
a candle?
No, I haven't. That was on sale, actually.
I might buy a candle on sale.
Where are you getting your candles from?
Actually, I bought some dog shampoo. Oh, no, I can't say that here. Oh, yeah, I can. I bought dog shampoo in a sale.
Why can't you say that?
Because it's a surprise for the dog.
Your dog doesn't subscribe to our podcast, so I don't understand.
He lives for free. Wait, have you got a dog?
Fucking hell.
You got a dog?
No, my parents have a dog. And then I was like, oh no, the dog will hear when my mum listens to it, but she listens to it on headphones.
No, the frequency is too low for the dog to know.
Say it in a higher pitched voice and maybe the dog will figure out.
I'll never say it in a higher pitched voice, no way. It's a really smart dog, actually.
Yeah, but not smart enough to figure out it's Christmas present from you through the medium of a podcast.
Do
you reckon dogs know what podcasts are? Obviously not. Why are you thinking about it?
No, I
They'll be, that'll exist. They'll have like dog casts on online somewhere.
Yeah, but the dog's not
dogs enough to be like.
Yeah, but the dog's not going to be thinking, yeah, oh, it's time I had a podcast, which is different from any other sort of cast.
I bet what they've got instead is like ASMR. So they'll have nice really high pitched things in, right?
You're no, but my question wasn't. My question wasn't, can dogs hear things? I'm saying, do they know what a podcast is? And the answer is clearly 100% not. Because in order to know what a podcast is, you'd have to know what every other medium is.
I just keep thinking of the word dogcast, and I think we should start a dogcast channel. Just do podcasts for dogs.
But just, yeah, that works. What would we for do humans, it looks like we're not saying anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just in a really high-pitched voice say you're a good boy.
Just tonight, just talk about dog-related news.
Yeah. And then news for dogs.
Yeah, we just tell them about what's happening with the dogs.
It's not just sad stories anyway.
Yeah. That was like my idea for Google Cats, wasn't it?
No.
Google Cats.
Google for cats.
Cats.
Someone at the door.
Was it a rat?
Is he looking for rats? Currently knocking on the door looking for rats.
Yeah.
Are you a little rat?
Is there a little rat door? Yes. Your door?
You're not the big daddy rat. I can't believe we're recording an episode while the rat catcher is in your house.
I know.
I know. It is very much us. It's very much on brand.
I might have to go in 1 minute and then come back and.
Well, let's. Let's wrap up this.
Can we have a pause before our next recording?
I think we've come to the end of this episode.
Yes, I think so.
So.
Thanks so much for subscribing, everybody. I'm sorry if you got stickers and they were in a threatening envelope without a thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
so
and
let us just like going, here's the stickers.
And let us know if you haven't received them and you should as well. Send us a message on Patreon.
Do send them to Snell specifically.
Specifically, I'd like to hear from Rahul. I need your address, please.
Okay.
And let us know if you think dogs know what podcasts are as well.
It's a good philosophical question.
If you would, in theory, subscribe to a Patreon of a dog podcast.
Yeah, if you were a dog, or if you're not a dog.
Well, humans might enjoy it anyway.
If there's any dogs listening, if you've got your card details to hand. It's
maybe
all up for grabs.
They could do, touch.
Yeah. NFC chips in their collar.
Yeah.
And then they can just do contactless when they go
anyway,
on the train.
Anyway, we're just
well.
Spitballing. We'll have a separate meeting about dog podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
Bye-bye.
Bye.